Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing out there? This is your host, Cedric Shabazz from God Brother Radio, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, also known as Sin City. Today we have a topic that we're going to talk about, and of course we're going to talk about our main man, Mr. Donald Trump. You know, folks, it never amazed me about this guy. You know, just this last week, I watched all three or four of his rallies last week, and he started to reach out to us African-Americans in our community. That's what he claims to be. But just doing a little talk. Once again, this episode is called What Do You Have to Lose? And, you know, as an African-American, I was very offended at Donald Trump. So-called voter outreach to us African-American community. For one thing, if you want our vote, don't wait until the last minute to do so. It makes you look desperate. Also genius, talking to us or about us in front of a community that are 90% European is mockery. Now, next time you want our attention, try having a speech in our African-American community and at least talk about our collective achievements instead of just our failures. Everybody pretty much knows all about our collective problems. Also, cutting back corporate taxes so businesses can hire an African community is a joke. The reason why people don't hire young blacks is either they have a so-called record or they're afraid to physically be around them or us. Come on, let's be real about it. Here's a hint, Donald. Promise us African Americans a $2 trillion guaranteed investment and the 2017 African-American Community Jobs and Educational Bill, then you will get our vote. If not, then you are absolutely right. What do we got to lose by voting for Hillary Clinton? And you know, folks, I was very offended about this Donald Trump business. You know, I mean, people are, you know, some surrogates are saying that maybe us African-Americans should be looking at Donald Trump as our alternative vote. And I'm thinking to myself, really? I mean, here's a man who I'm not sure what these facts are about. Here's a man whose own father, back in the 70s, to my knowledge, refused to rent or made sure he did not rent apartments to African-Americans in New York City. You know? And to this day, I still don't know what the clear argument Donald Trump claims to have a relationship with the African-American community. And, you know, he's bragging on that Mike Tyson is a friend of him, but, you know, Mike Tyson is just Mike Tyson. Come on, Donald, you could do better than that. You know, and people, I'm not really too stoked up about Hillary Clinton either, because still I haven't heard from either client, I mean, either candidate, about any kind of investment act or financial investment act collectively to the African-American community. But really, at this time, and what have we got to lose but vote for Hillary? But still, I don't understand. I mean, is Donald Trump that far gone when he doesn't understand that at least if you're going to talk about us African-Americans or to us, that you at least be in our community in one of our venues, you know? I keep hearing about all the so-called reasons why he doesn't talk in front of the majority of a black crowd. And you know what? It's bull crap. Because to my knowledge, the NAACP had invited him to talk to them at their convention, and he refused. You know? And he's just flat out refused. You know? From the only thing that Donald Trump at this time is regret far as his word concerned is that he's losing right now. So now he's pandering to us poor old African-Americans. And not only that, he didn't have one good thing to say to us at all, not about say to us or about us. He didn't talk about the achievements us African-Americans have made since we have been so-called released from slavery in 1865. And the very fact is we still have been enslaved longer and we have actually been free for at least by almost 30 years. We have made tremendous, tremendous achievements in the United States of America. I mean, nobody could say that in the last 137 years or so of that we have been free, that we have not made achievements. I mean, yeah, you know, everything is not rosy, everything is not perfect, You know, we still have our unemployment problem. We still have our black males or men who are not into their children's lives, or the marriage ratio is very low in the African American community. But that has a lot to do with there's more women than more men also, or you could say there's more sisters than there is brothers available. So, you know, there's so many different reasons why we have our problems in the African American community. And I admit to those problems, but still, to do a speech in front of a European community, which is basically 90% that were in your venues, and to speak about the stereotypical things about the African American community, it was crazy. He's up there saying, "What do we have to lose?" Well, for one thing, Donald Trump, we have a lot to lose. We have a lot to lose because we have fought side by side, but other people who are not African Americans, I would admit, but we have fought side by side since the American Revolutionary War for our civil and human rights. And for one thing, we've only been voting. We've only had our voting rights since 1965, and in high fine, that's not too long ago. So therefore, if you're saying reason why we don't have nothing, and because the Democratic Party has been taking our vote for granted, well, you know what? I'm going to give you that. I honestly do feel, in a sense, that the Democratic establishment had taken us African-American votes for granted. Yes, they have. But at the same time, the Republicans, as I see, has not made any kind of effort into getting an African-American vote. Now, if you want it to be an African-American vote, you got to be in their community. And what I'm saying is you just can't have a black face who's a Republican going to the community to try to get other black Republicans. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but you also have to have white faces that also go into the community. And, I mean, if you really, really, really want the black vote, and you really, really basically not, if you're really, really interested in the collective effort of helping us African Americans more than you want to vote, you would make it a priority. And right now, the Republican Party is a mess right now. You know, it's a mess because I would think they would learn from the election of our brother President Obama that unless you start including African Americans or Hispanics and other minority groups into your political campaign and your political organization, you're not going to be the President of the United States. That is just the way it is right now. The numbers do not support a Republican being a president of the United States at this time. And they had their chance. And the Republicans had their chance. I mean, they didn't learn any kind of lesson from the John McCain debacle to the Mitt Romney debacle. You know, you would think they would learn how to include people instead of exclude people. And to tell you the truth, it produced them Donald Trump. That's why Donald Trump is in this position right now. That's why Donald Trump is their nominee for the Republican Party. As bad as Donald Trump is, this is nobody's at fault but the Republican Party. For one thing, for not standing up for what is right. And then when somebody comes along like a Donald Trump, who probably is not a serious conservative, but you know that's who your nominee is. That's what happens when you don't stand up to Donald Trump. Nobody stood up to Donald Trump from day one. I mean, collectively, the GOP establishment could have stopped Donald Trump, could have called him out on all the bigotry and the distasteful things he said, but they didn't. They sat there and they said nothing. Now look, you know, and getting back to us African-Americans, oh, all of a sudden we're important now, you know. You know, and the thing is what really is sad is that us African Americans know that Hillary Clinton is not going to do pretty much anything for us. But it's just on principle why we collectively will not vote for Donald Trump. You know, and then I hear a lot of this. Well, you know what, President Obama, who's the first black president of the United States, he didn't do anything for us African Americans. Well, I'll give you that. He didn't do anything for us African-Americans. But at the same time, if he was able to do something for us, then he would be considered legitimate. Then you guys would be saying, oh, he's not a real president of the United States. He's he's a president for the blacks. You know, so, I mean, you know, he was damned if he did and damned for it don't. And we don't hold him to his feet to the fire for not be able to do more for us African-American community. I mean, yes, we did. I mean, I must admit, we did get the least out of the whole deal of his presidency. I mean, there's other groups who fared more, a lot more than we did, and we could at least be honest and say that, but we're not going to hold that against President Obama, because we know that the Republican establishment, the House and the Senate, would refuse to even give in or work or to do anything with any kind of proposals from him. So we already know what kind of fight he had to do. So, you know, we're beyond, you know, all we're saying right now is that we just wish that President Obama, when he his last, you know, several months in his office, that'll be a peaceful one, and that him and his wife Michelle and his kids have a blessed life. And, you know, and that's really what the stance on the African-American community is to about our President Obama. And we're not going to let the Republicans or anybody else destroy his legacy. That's one thing we will preserve in our community. If we don't get nothing else out of our community done, we will not. We will preserve the history of our first black president, President Obama. That's a guarantee. Once again, this is Cedric Shabazz from God Brother Radio, live from Las Vegas, also Sin City. And, you know, it's been a while since I've been on the radio, but we're getting back into the swing of things. And once again, the title of our show today is What Do You Have to Lose? You know, when I heard Donald say that, what do you have to lose, that really hurt us the most, because he was kind of implying that we don't have nothing good going for us African Americans, nothing at all. And the fact is, you know, I'd be hard-pressed to say that if anybody was in our shoes, as far as in historical context, that, you know, they wouldn't have accomplished as much as we have accomplished collectively at this point of time. You know, so I always say, you know what, don't judge us collectively unless you have been in our shoes collectively. And when I hear a lot about the immigrants that came from Italy and, you know, come from Ireland and stuff like that, and, you know, and how they have succeeded and been able to be successful in America, and what is our excuse? Well, you know what, a lot of it is not an excuse. And it's true, there's a lot of things that us African Americans have to get together collectively. But at the same time, you know, it's like, you know, if we decided collectively to go the way the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wanted to do, separate but equal states in our own so-called black nation, then we'd be called separatists, we'd be called racists. If we start talking about supporting black business-owned businesses, we start supporting our own stuff and doing our own thing, then we're looking at as separatists. So, you know, we're damned if we do, damned if we don't. And for once again, I'm a staunch integrationist. So, you know, I'm very proud about the achievements of my brothers and sisters did. I mean, all the lives lost for me to have the right to vote, me to have the right to have the freedoms I have, is astonishing, and I'm very proud of that. But see, this is the thing that hurts so much listening to Donald Trump. He doesn't acknowledge our success. He doesn't acknowledge what we had to go through to what we got right now. He doesn't acknowledge that at least the middle class was bigger now than it was in 1965. He doesn't acknowledge all the successes that is portrayed about us African Americans whatsoever. And, you know, that is very hurtful. You know, a lot of us brothers and sisters was very hurt to hear this man stand up on top of a podium in front of his own peers, not ours, on a collective thing, and say those things about us like he was reinforcing a stereotype. And, you know, and to me, it hurt very much. You know, I'd rather have him, like a lot of brothers and sisters I've talked to say, we'd rather have him not say anything than go ahead and just talk about us like a dog. It's ridiculous. Once again, this is Cedric Shabazz with God Brother Radio. Feel free to call in. The guest call in is to be 213-943-3508. Let me know how you feel about this Donald Trump situation, his reach out to the African-American community. Let me know, do you think he's sincere or not? Once again, the guest call-in is 213-943-3508. And if I don't answer your calls, please understand that I only have so many minutes on the radio, and sometimes I get flooded with a whole bunch of calls. But, yeah, you know, getting back to the point I have of with this episode called What Do You Have to Lose? You know, that just, you know, I think about that, just tears me up. And here's another thing people are not talking about. One of the main reasons why businesses do not hire African-Americans is because, for one thing, us African-Americans may not all of us, but a lot of us may have a police record. Okay, you can legitimately not hire us because of that, because that's just the way it is. But then there's also the real reason is, I believe there's a lot of employers, and I felt before, there's a lot of employers who are not comfortable with having young blacks around them physically. They feel threatened about them, or they have a stereotype for them, or this or that. And these are the things that nobody's talked about. See, if we want to talk about why the black unemployment rate for young black males and young females are so low, let's be real about it. Let's just admit at least that there's racism involved, to the point where you do not feel comfortable around having the young blacks around you physically. I mean, let's be real. Who wants to admit to that? Nobody wants to admit to that, but that's the truth. And another thing is, the Republicans keep still talking about cutting taxes, giving businesses these big tax cuts. And let me tell you, that's been proven over and over again. That did nothing to produce jobs. And if there were any jobs produced, there were not high wage paying jobs. There were minimum wage paying jobs. Because I keep hearing Donald Trump saying, well, you know what, I'll cut the corporate rate to 15%, and then we'll create millions of jobs. But he's not telling you, even if that was true, that we'll create, he's not saying high-paying jobs. Even if he was, he'd be lying anyways. What he's not telling you is that if you cut the corporate rate back, all you're doing is getting an incentive to these corporate people to get richer and to be more greedier. They're not going to hire more people. Why would they hire more people if they could keep 20% more income of their income? They're greedy. So, you know, that's a big sham and a lie. Every time they talk about cutting the corporate tax, I always said that, you know, these capitalists out here, and I'm a capitalist, but these capitalists, if they had it their way, we would be like China. They won't admit to it, but they wish we would. They did that. We were a free labor force. And I live in the state of Nevada, which is a right-to-work state, and to tell you the truth, they could fire you and not even give you a reason. And that's, you know, you could come into work one day, and they just say, hey, we don't need you no more, and that's that, and there's nothing you can do about it. At the same time, is the big thing about being in a right-to-work state out here and other places is that they could like to hire you, and they say they'll hire you full-time, 40 hours a week, but when you start, you only end up getting 22 hours a week because they don't want to pay any benefits. And then if you complain, they'll say, well, you know what, I got 5 or 6 or 7 other people behind you that can replace you. So that's the reason why a lot of people are working part-time, is because these businesses are getting away with hiring part-time people, because they're still being profitable. I mean, you don't hear any businesses complaining about not making a profit. You don't hear that at all. No, they're making plenty of profit. And then people say, why? Well, you know what, if that was the case, you know, the business community is saying is that, you know, well, the reason why we still have $2 trillion that we're holding on to and not investing in communities because our corporate taxes are too high is just a sham. And it may be true as far as compared to other countries, but they're not telling you all the corporate loopholes they have, all the loopholes they have to bring down that 35% corporate tax down to, you know, 5, 7, or 8%, and in some cases, they're not even paying taxes. Nobody's talking about the loopholes. So let's get real now, you know. And it's just, you know, it's a bunch of baloney. And another thing is, here's another thing to the Trump supporters and to everybody who don't know. You know, money is not African-American community's God. You know, because money is a god to a lot of us people out here who are capitalists in America. And let's get rid of it. Money rules everything around us. That's what we like to say. But for some reason, Donald Trump thinks he could just get up there and say, oh, yeah, you know what, if I give you a job or I give you jobs, that all of a sudden your life is going to be hunky-dory. You know what, our life will be better, of course, but it's not going to be hunky-dory. We still have issues. We have a lot of issues dealing with the criminal justice system, and I don't hear him talking about that at all. And when I do hear him talk about the criminal justice system, it's always pro-cops, pro-police union. He's always talking about law and order, but he's not talking to the families of young African-American men and women out there that have been done wrong by the police. I have never heard him get up there and say, you know what, I am seriously sorry to your families, and I feel your pain, and I want to sit down and talk to you. I want to see how I want to introduce myself. I have not yet to see Donald Trump have showed any kind of empathy for the families of young brothers who've been killed by cops. Not once. And that is ridiculous too, you know. It's a shame. And, you know, and to be truthful, you know, right now, you know, if Hillary Clinton said, you know what, I'm going to invest $2 trillion into the African-American community, jobs and bill, hell, that's all we want is some kind of investment. But then if you guys did that, then all of a sudden it's like a lot of other people who are non-African-American will be saying, oh, we're playing favorites. I mean, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. It's ridiculous. Once again, this is Cedric Chavez from God Brother Radio. We're talking about what do you have to lose, as Donald Trump says. And, you know, when I see some brothers who are Donald Trump supporters, I get where they're coming from, you know, because they probably feel like, what do we have to lose? And I understand what they're saying, but to believe Donald Trump is going to do anything for the African American community, and if he even did produce jobs in the African American community, and they're all minimum wage jobs, it'd be like, you know, give me a break. But then I hear a lot of the capitalists say, you know what, beggars can't be choosers, you know, and I was like, this is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, and right now, I mean, granted, Hillary Clinton has a far history and a background of at least being around and having an interest in the African American community. I mean, she's been to black churches before. She's talked to NAACP before. She's been talking to communities before. She has a history since she was a young woman in college, doing the work for the community. What did Donald Trump show? And then another thing is that, you know, Donald Trump is very successful. I'm not taking that away from him. But come on, man. Let me tell you the truth. If everybody had $1 million loan from their father to start their business up or to invest in their business, they'll probably be successful too. You forgot the fact the majority of people, especially people of color, don't have access to capital to make their dreams come true. So therefore, if you're successful, it's because, hey, I'm not saying you're not a hard worker, but you're in a position you could fail 10 times, and you will still have money to invest in another business. Well, not all of us have that, Donald. So, you know, we're not too impressed about you being a billionaire, because you know what? It's like your father already had money. He was worth $200 million. So come on now. You know what I'm saying? So you're not that really big to us in the African-American community, not at all. Once again, you know, this is God Brother Radio, live from Las Vegas. I have 5 minutes left in this segment called What Do You Have to Lose? And, you know, this is going to be a very interesting deal. Once again, if you'd like to call in, yes, call in is at 213-943-3508. Let me know how you feel about this Donald Trump reaching out to this African-American community. Do you think it's legit or not? And basically most people know that it's not legit, you know. And now he's pandering, now Donald's pandering to our Latino brothers and sisters. After calling the murderers, rapists, drug dealers, basically. Now you're trying to say that you're not going to deport 11 million people, which you ran your campaign on as far as to win the Republican primary. That's what you said. You said you were going to deport 11 million illegal immigrants in the United States. You said you were going to send them back to the country they came from. Now we hear you had your backy, Corey Lewandowski, on CNN today talking about, well, you know, this. He didn't want to answer directly if you're going to go back on your word or not. But, you know, you can't take back what you said, Donald Trump. You have disrespected women. You have disrespected people with disabilities. You have disrespected African Americans. You have disrespected Muslims. You have disrespected illegal immigrants. And not only that, you have disrespected the Mexican brothers and sisters. You have basically just disrespected everybody in one way or fashion or another in this country. Then all of a sudden you want us to turn around and vote for you? Give me a break. Give us a break. Well, once again, this is Cedric Shabazz from God Brother Radio. And if you'd like to continue to support God Brother Entertainment, please go to Zazzle, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Shabazz, CedricShabazz. And you could go there and you could purchase a shirt, a poster, or a pin-up, or you could poster some cups or coffee mugs. And that will continue to support God Brothers Entertainment and God Brother Radio. So like I said, so if you guys want to go out there and make things happen in African-American community, I say vote Hillary Clinton, not Donald Trump. Donald Trump is full of BS. Everybody knows he's full of BS. And you know what? We're not going to stand for BS anymore. And this is just a word out to you, you know. If you brothers and sisters want to go vote Donald Trump, hey, that's more power to you. I ain't mad at you. But don't think he's going to turn around and make your life better, because he's not. Hillary Clinton, at least we have somebody that we're going to put her feet to the fire to make sure she delivers to the African community. Because it's true, it's right. There's too many times that presidential candidates have taken advantage of the African-American vote. And we've been getting screwed for a long time. But no more. No more. No more. So just to say this, people, once again, I say thank you so much for listening to God Brother Radio, and I just say we will be coming back soon to talk more about politics and about everything that's going on. So I love you, God bless, and God bless you, and see you next week.